This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. In a late-night development, the Supreme Court has released the Fulham House inquiry report, including the photos and the videos regarding the alleged recovery of cash from the residence of the High Court Justice Yashwant Verma. The Apex Court has released the Justice Verma's response to the allegations. In his response, Justice Verma denied the allegations and stated that the room in which the fire occurred and where the cash was allegedly found was at the outhouse, not at the main building where the judge and his family reside. According to the inquiry report, Justice Verma unequivocally stated that no cash was ever placed in any storeroom of the house by him or any of the family members. He strongly denounced the suggestion that the alleged cash belonged to him. The inquiry report submitted by the High Delhi Court Chief Justice D.K. Upadhyay also contained information about the official communications stating that 4 to 5 semi-burnt stacks of Indian currency was found. The 25-page inquiry report included videos and photographs of firefighting operation at Justice Verma's residence on Holy Night, during which the cash was recovered. India has doubled its gross domestic product in the last 10 years at a growth of 105% from $2.1 trillion in 2015 to $4.3 trillion in 2025. According to the data released by the International Monetary Fund, with this, India is now the fifth largest country in terms of GDP in the world after US, China, Germany, and Japan. It added that India is set to outpace Japan soon, as the latter's GDP grew nil in the last past decade. In comparison, the United States and China's GDP grew by 66% and 44% respectively during the same period. The centre has drawn 20% duty on onion export, effective from 1st April. According to the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, this will ensure remunerative prices to the farmer while maintaining the affordability of the onion to the customers at crucial juncture. It added that both mandi and retail prices have softened following the unexpected arrival of the rabi crops in good quantities. As per the estimates, the higher production of crops during the rabi season, including the onion, is expected to further ease the market prices in the coming month. The export duty of 20% has been in place from 13 December last year to ensure the domestic availability. India has sent humanitarian assistance to Botswana in the wake of floods in the country. External Affairs Ministry said in the social media post that the first tranche of 10 tons of assistance, comprising essential medicines, surgical supplies, mosquito nets, and water purifiers, have been dispatched in Botswana. Meanwhile, the humanitarian assistance has always been sent to Kiribati to help strengthen the healthcare system of the country. A consignment of 6-bedded container-based dialysis unit departed from Mundra Court at Tarawa, Kiribati yesterday. The Indian Embassy in Qatar is providing all possible assistance in the matter of detention of the Indian national Amit Gupta by Qatari authorities in relation to the ongoing investigation. The sources said that the embassy is in touch with the family and lawyer representing Amit Gupta and the Qatari authorities on a regular basis. The Niti Aayog chairman Suman Berry has stated that India is reshaping its development paradigm at its crucial juncture, poised to become the global economic powerhouse. Speaking that at the 31st Lal Bahadur Shastri Memorial Lecture in New Delhi yesterday, he discussed the aspects of cooperative and cooperative federalism. The third day of the Khelo India Paralympics 2025 witnessed intense competition as inspiring performances at Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium, New Delhi yesterday. By the end of the day, Tamil Nadu led the medal tally with 19 goals, followed by Haryana with 14, Rajasthan with 11, and Uttar Pradesh by 10 goals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.